The tourist haunts were thriving, and there were more restaurants than ever before. In fact, Forbes magazine has called New Orleans the fastest-growing city in America. But venture off the well-traveled tourist paths. The wealthy high ground is bustling, but lower-lying working-class neighborhoods are struggling. Rebuilding in the lower Ninth Ward, for example, continues at a fraction of the pace of the rest of the city. Between the census reports of 2000 and 2010, the lower Ninth Ward population went from 14,000 to less than 3,000. More than 100,000 citizens have not returned to New Orleans. They boarded buses and piled into cars, heading for destinations as far away as Ohio and Colorado. While some 66,000 initially landed in North Texas, most estimates claim that thousands still remain. Michelle Gibson is a dancer-choreographer for the South Dallas Cultural Center and an adjunct professor at Brookhaven and Mountain View Community Colleges. She left New Orleans before the flood, pregnant and with a 4-year-old in tow. Weeks later, Gibson found her home ruined, her city in shambles. In Dallas, she found extended hands and open hearts, no questions asked. People left with no IDs, she said. Yet Dallas took a chance and believed people were who they said they were. On her 1-year wedding anniversary, Samara Dusset Young left New Orleans and the newly decorated home that would become submerged in water. After a brief stint in Little Rock, she settled in Dallas. Her sturdy New Orleans house was still standing, but plagued by memories, the loss of relatives and friends, Dusset Young chose to stay here. She was given use of a vacant Highland Park house, found work as a physical therapist, and eventually bought a house in McKinney. Again, the kindness of strangers helped smooth the rough edges of upheaval. Some evacuees, like Jacob Watson, returned to New Orleans. The flood after Katrina forced the retired medical technologist to swim from his 8th Ward house. After the horror of the Superdome, a bus ride around Texas in search of accommodations, first to Houston, then Corpus Christi, then Dallas, ended in Tyler. But Watson's heart was in New Orleans. He's back now, enjoying retirement in the only home he's ever known. For those who chose to stay in Texas, the adjustment has not been without pain. My life is better here, Dusset Young says. But she remembers sleeping on a mattress for months, crying herself to sleep, and suffering panic attacks. In 8 years, she has only returned to New Orleans twice. Gibson returns home often, but has accepted her new life here, where the dance educator has found work and good schools for her children. She brings a bit of New Orleans to Dallas, educating Texans about aspects of New Orleans culture. She's grateful and happy to be rebuilding her life. But she says for many evacuees, the devastation, the struggle, the loss of a whole way of life have caused a breach of the spirit. You can rebuild a house, a city, Gibson says, but people's souls are still broken and need rebuilding. And that, she says, will take some time.